The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome, Christina. How are you?
I'm great, Gil. How about you?
I'm just fine. Let's talk code, and we're not talking about anything that really has to do with computers. DIYing is a great thing. You're in bragging rights. You save money, but you don't want to end up with expensive fixes because of a code violation. So what are some common violations that get homeowners in trouble?
Yes, all good points. So one of the top violations happens right at the beginning of a project, and that's not getting a permit.
Yeah, and the objection here by a lot of people is permits cost money, and who's really going to know if I don't have a permit?
Right. That's exactly what a lot of DIYers think. But not having a permit can end up costing you way more than what the permit would have. So, for example, say you want to sell your house down the road. The inspector could find your work isn't up to code, and you'd have to fix it at your expense before the buyer would make the offer. Or the buyer finds something later that's not up to code, and he sues you for repairs and damages.
Okay. Now, do I need a permit for any project?
No. So start off by discussing your remodeling project with your local building authority, and they'll let you know if you need one. And sometimes you might just be able to get the info by looking it up on your city's website.
Okay. Give me another common code violation, besides just not, you know, checking and having a permit.
So this next one is related to the number one feature homeowners want in their bathroom. A National Association of Home Builders survey found that about 90% of homeowners ranked an exhaust fan the number one feature they wanted for their bathroom, and it even beat out linen closet or separate shower and tub.
Interesting. So how does an exhaust fan lead to a code violation?
Well, it's all about the venting. If it doesn't go all the way outside of your house, you have a problem. And it's easy to vent the fan into the attic, but that's not going to cut it because all that humid air from your bathroom is going to potentially lead to mold and rot in your attic, which I'm sure nobody wants. So the air has to vent outside, and according to code, you need to use a 4-inch diameter vent pipe. Now, this project, I mean, unless you're a DIY expert, I would suggest hiring an HVAC pro because installing the fan properly, you know, could require removing drywall, busting through an exterior wall or roof, or maybe even drilling through some joists. But there is another project is actually a pretty good DIY project, and that's building a deck. If you stick to a straightforward rectangular design, even a novice DIYer can build a deck in a couple of weekends. And if you do it yourself, obviously you can save quite a chunk of change over what the pro might charge.
Which sounds pretty great. So where's the trouble come in here?
So the issue is primarily with fastening the deck to the house. It's one of the more challenging parts of the process, and DIYers often make one of two mistakes. The first is having improper or missing flashing, and that's what allows, when you don't have it, that's what allows water to seep behind the ledger where it can soften and rot out the wood. And the ledger is a piece of framing that attaches the deck to the house. And the metal and the flashing is a metal cap that covers the top of the ledger to prevent that water coming in. And the reason this is a big deal is because the damaged ledger is the cause of most deck collapses. So it's important to keep it dry.
Okay. And you said make one of two mistakes. So what's the other mistake?
So it's the fastening methods. You shouldn't use something like plain nails to secure the ledger. You need something called lag screws.
All right. Now, while we're talking about outdoor projects, I know one that can cause a lot of issues, and that's fencing.
Oh, yeah. So right, Gil. Nothing starts quite as many neighbor disputes as a fence. And the issue is often fence height, which is regulated by your local zoning laws. So typically, the height limit is 6 feet for backyards and around 4 for front. And then, of course, on the other hand, your homeowners association may have other things to say about your fence style or height. So you have to check with them, too, before you build.
Okay. And what happens if I build, say, an 8-foot fence?
Well, your fence might go away in the sense that if a neighbor complains and your fence violates a code or violates the code, a building official might come in with an order to have you redo it.
Right. Nobody wants that.
Except for the neighbor, possibly, who made the complaint. But, yes, it's best to avoid a scenario like that.
Okay. For more tips on common code violation, visit houselogic.com/radio and follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.